Burma's opposition National League for Democracy says it expects further steps will be made in the near term towards democracy following the visit of a senior United Nations official. Undersecretary General Ibrahim Gambari, who concluded a three-day official visit Saturday, said he viewed the trip as a fact-finding mission, part of UN efforts to prompt democratic reform in Burma that has been stalled over the past 2 years. Gambari was allowed to have a 45-minute meeting Saturday with the NLD leader Aung San Suu Kyi at the UN official's guest house. It was the first time in 2 years that Aung San Suu Kyi, who is under house arrest, has been able to meet with a foreign official. NLD party spokesman Nguyen Win says the visit gives the party hope for the future.
We are surprised. We don't think Mr. Gambari will meet Aung San Suu Kyi. We heard about this, and I think the regime has changed their policy a little bit.
The meeting came after Gambari had visited the military government's senior general, Tan Shui. The government has been under severe international pressure because of its refusal to enact democratic reforms, and some diplomats believe the generals allowed the meeting with Aung San Suu Kyi in a bid to reduce that pressure. The NLD leader's current term of house arrest was extended 6 months in November 2005 and is due to expire on May 27. But Nguyen Win, asked if he thought the events might signal her imminent release, said he had no idea.
We don't know exactly. We always are expecting to release Aung San Suu Kyi. We are expecting, always. No sign, no indication about release of Aung San Suu Kyi.
A political roadmap towards democracy set out by the government in late 2003 has stalled. A constitutional convention was convened last year, but the NLD boycotted the proceedings, calling the convention a ploy designed to extend military rule in Burma. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.